Desi ya, jana jana chala kaya. Chak shule mletam lena tasma isri. At Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30. The activities of the Prachetas. Text 29. Yeno pasanti bhutanam sulakanam apihitam antahito antahiridhaye kasmando veda narsisa. By divine grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thank you. When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. Although the living entity may be very insignificant, the Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all his desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires? Purport. A very advanced devotee does not think himself advanced. He is always very humble. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his plenary expansion as the Paramatma or Super Soul sits in everyone's heart and can understand the attitudes and desires of his devotees. The Lord also gives opportunity to the non-devotees to fulfill their desires, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Matas Mriti Gyanam Apohanam Cha. Whatever a living entity desires, however insignificant he may be, is noted by the Lord, who gives him a chance to fulfill these desires. If the desires of the non-devotees are fulfilled, why not those of the devotee? A pure devotee simply wants to engage in the service of the Lord without material desire. And if he wants this, wouldn't the core of his heart, where the Lord is situated? And if he is without ulterior motive, why should Lord not understand? If a sincere devotee renders service to the Lord or to the Archa Vigraha, the form of the Lord, all his activities prove successful because the Lord is present within his heart and understand his sincerity. Thus, if a devotee with all confidence goes on discharging the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will ultimately attain success. Hare Krishna. So all of us here know that we came to this material world because of desire. And we will leave this material world also by desire. We are all sitting here because of desire. And we can live here if we so desire. Krishna created this material world by the desire of the rebellious conditioned souls who wants to come here. For two reasons. First reason is to give opportunity for the conditioned souls who want to compete with God, which is not possible. We have seen our experience how it is not so easy to live in this material world. In any position, even up to the position of Brahma, we have seen how it is very, very difficult. So, to give opportunity for us to experiment our limited, tiny dependence, Krishna, he created this material world. And the second reason is that after we become tired by the stringent arrangement of material energy and sufficiently cried for Lord Krishna's assistance, we will get opportunity to get out of this material world by desire. This is the nature of the conditioned soul in this material world, and how we came and how the material world is functioning by desire. So by desire, Srila Prabhupada, he took a great risk to go to America. We just read from the song he composed while he was going to the US, and he mentioned there the desire of his spiritual master, and the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to give opportunity to all conditioned souls, so that in every town and village his name will be heard. This is the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the desire of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada's desire, and as he mentioned here, that the desire of the devotee, the only desire of a devotee, is to render service to the Lord or to the Acharya Vigraha. That is the desire of a devotee. To do service for Lord Krishna, to give opportunity for the conditioned souls to get opportunity to hear about Lord Krishna. So we can desire to get out of this material world once and for all. It's by desire. Therefore, although Srila Prabhupada has no money, and we all know how it is not easy to travel, and even if a person wants to travel, we have idea of the place we are going. We have the idea. We know that place we are going. Like in Nigeria, in American embassy, every Wednesday you go there, they will show the video how people move in America, the different places, the shops, all kinds of places, how to understand how to do things in America. They will show. So to educate people who wants to go there, so that they have idea where they are going. But this was not the case with Srila Prabhupada. And they have money. He was half their money. You will have somebody who is there. Even though you have idea how to do things and move in America, but you still have somebody that we are going to meet. That person will come to receive us. But Srila Prabhupada has none of these facilities. And he was very old. Not that he was a young man, he was old. And Srimati Muraji told Prabhupada, "Don't go to America, you are very old, you will die." But Prabhupada said, "I will not die." His desire is very strong to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master, our Lord Krishna. That is life. Death has nothing to do with the person who is on that level, a person who has nothing in his or her life than the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Death has nothing to do with such a personality. So Prabhupada went to America with desire. Materially, he cannot succeed. The material calculation, Prabhupada cannot succeed to go to America. But his desire, which is spiritual desire and a Krishna conscious desire, he succeeded. And the success of Srila Prabhupada in fulfilling the desire of the Supreme Person and his spiritual master, that has given opportunity to all living entities, including, like you mentioned there, you mentioned in the song there, those who are completely degraded, that they cannot be repaired. Is he referring to us, socially? No, of course. A condemned soul, his desire is to rectify the condemned soul, those who are completely useless, they have no value. In Chaitanya Bhagavad, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Lord Nityananda, You see, Notinanda, if you just sit down here and do your bhajans and meditate, that is all right for you. But how would I fulfill the desire of my coming to this material world? I came to this material world to deliver the undelivered, the rogues. Therefore, you should go to Bengal and preach Krishna consciousness. Before this verse, before I came to read this verse, I used to wonder how, because in our temple I've seen many times we have anxiety of people come to a temple to steal things. To steal things. And even devotees in the temple, some devotees, they will leave the temple and they steal things and go. I used to have, but they say, why all these things happen? It's happening. People come to Krishna consciousness. They should, when I first come to a temple, I was seeing every person as angels. This is my vision of everybody. I was taking every devotee I met in the temple. I said, these are, I know I think that they are from this material world. Maybe they are from heaven. So I was thinking like that. So it would disturb you until I read this verse in Chaitanya Bhagavad. I was shocked to see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, his desire is so great, it has brought both qualified and unqualified people together. Out of his desire to save the conditioned soul. Therefore, we have this opportunity to participate in Krishna consciousness. So we must be very grateful. And me particularly, I was very grateful to all the devotees in this temple for a wonderful celebration yesterday. Prabhu was saying that he never seen this before. I will also say that I have not seen this before as well. I have never seen a decoration. Last year I was in Vrindavan and I have seen so many festivals, so many decorations and activity opulent, but I have not seen the one that I saw yesterday in this temple. So I sincerely in my heart pray to Lord Balaram that he should give all the devotees in this temple his causeless mercy so that they'll be able to attain success in Krishna consciousness. And particularly to those who were in charge of these decorations. This is my sincere prayer. So you will get delivered from this material world by our desire to do so. And we can see that in our literatures, the verse here is particularly talking about desire. And a devotee's, their desire is to serve Krishna. They don't have any material desire. We saw in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, he was engaged in austerity for Lord Krishna, but he wanted something material. He was very fortunate that the Lord appeared before him and gave him benediction, blessings. And he told him, after your father leaves for the forest, you will rule his kingdom 36,000 years. And after that, you go to a particular place which has not been ruled by any person before. You are the first person to go there. You are the Lord in that place, the poster. Even this place, great sages, powerful personalities, they circumambulate that place to give respect to the place. That is your abode. And the Lord disappeared. Dhruva Maharaj was very sad within his heart. So, Vidura, he asked Maitreya Muni, it is very, very difficult to attend the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj, he got it. And the Lord gave him benediction, satisfied all his desires, and told him that after he fully satisfied his desire, he will come to him. So why is it that Dhruva Maharaj was not satisfied? Despite all this facility, Maitreya Muni said, Dhruva, he regretted after realizing that the purpose he was serving Krishna was for material desire. and seeing the supreme presence of God and who is here, that is able to give us opportunity to be completely free from the material existence and go back to the spiritual and engage fully in the eternal pure devotional service. I got material benediction from him to stay and rule. Management is contamination. I've been managing for over 20 years. I know the contaminations you get from management. You will experience so many things that naturally you will not like to experience. So, Dhruva said, this is contamination I'm going to enter into, even though I'm getting it from the Supreme Lord, and even after that I will get eternal life. But still, the moment I'm going to spend for this period is contamination. Therefore, I'm very sad. And I was also thinking, very envious of my stepmother. For that reason, I participated in devotional service. Therefore, he regretted. And Dhruva Maharaj was condemning himself. He said, actually, this envious demigod, they are the one who influenced my intelligence. It's true. We are pious and impious demigods. Not all demigods are pious. And they also have envy. So when they see a devotee who is seriously engaged in devotional service, they would like to bring the person down. It's going on. So Dhruva Maharaj was lamenting. In a purpose, the Prabhupada said, therefore, any devotee who is in Krishna consciousness should not have material desire. If you have material desire and practicing devotional service, you will be miserable like Dhruva Maharaj, regretting. His Prabhupada is speaking. So we see that in the life of pure devotees, they think differently, like Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, what was his desire? He told Lord Krishna, please, my desire is that I should not have any association. What is he saying? He's saying, don't give me opportunity to have association with those who are not your devotees. But if at all I should have any association, let it be only your devotees. Why? He also asked him for the association of the Krishna devotees. Lord Krishna himself, he told Narada Muni, my dear Narada, if you go to my abode, Vaikuntha, you won't see me there. If you search for me in the heart of the yogis, you won't see me there. If you want to see me, the way you can get me is in association of my devotees, where they are sitting down and glorifying my pastimes and activity. That is where you can find me. Lord Krishna is glorifying his devotees, because the devotees, they have nothing more than the glorification of Lord Krishna. So, yesterday he recorded in Padma Purana to confirm this, the statement about the conversation between Satyavrata Muni, Narada, and Sunaka Rishi. What do we expect in that association? They were discussing where Satyavrata Muni was expressing his desire. What is his desire? He said, my dear Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the realization of personal liberation, which is suicide. I don't want that. That is not my desire. I don't even want to go to Vaikuntha, your own abode, because Lord Krishna has warned that if you go there, you will not see me there. No other boon could be granted by executing the 9 processes of devotional service. By executing devotional service, naturally, there is benediction. Satyavrata Muni said, I don't even want that. All the benedictions you give, that is not my desire. My only desire, my dear Lord, please, you are hearing me, is that this form of yours, Abal Gopal in Vrindavan, let it be manifest in my heart eternally. This activity they were discussing, yesterday he recorded it. a desire of a devotee. I don't want Vaikuntha. I don't. Prabodhananda Saraswati Goswami, he said that when the associate, the devotees of Lord Narayan, when they see the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate, the friends, it's a relishable pastime. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma, he was watching the activities of Lord Krishna this pastime. See here, the pastime here is Lord Krishna. See Mother Yasoda here. This activity bewildered Brahma. Mother Yasoda means Yasas. Fame. Yasoda. Anywhere Yasoda stays, that place will be famous. If anyone who has to say what have will be famous, like her husband, like her child, and the famous Vrindavan. When she meditated and practiced austerity, when Krishna appeared before us, her request was that we beg you to become our child. And your childhood activities will be so wonderful that it will cover the minds of all living entities. Anyone who hears about the activities will be merged into bliss. But Krishna accepted and he came down, appeared in their family. That is the desire of Mother Yasoda. And the desire of Lord Krishna to also come and exhibit his transcendental pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees, and also to attract the conditioned soul who like to hear something wonderful and see a great person. This double desire brought Lord Krishna to Vrindavan, and when his mother was pushing Krishna with a stick, the stick is on the ground now. But before then, Yashoda was chasing Krishna with a stick. And Krishna was running. Brahma was seeing the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme, who is the source of everything. Everything is sheltered by him. He was being pursued by his devotee. And Krishna was crying, rubbing his eyes with the two lotus hands. Mother says, stop! So Krishna said, no, I will not stop until you drop the stick in your hand. Drop the stick in your hand, then I will stop. Mother said, stop there, I will drop the stick. No, first drop the stick. If you don't drop the stick, I will not stop. But I said, I drop the stick. And arrested Lord Krishna. When Lord Brahma saw that, he held his head and fell from his one airplane. How can this happen? Yes, because the Lord has desired to come and enact his pastime. That is the desire of Lord Krishna and the desire of his devotee. It is different from the desire of a non-devotee. The non-devotee, if Krishna appears before me now, I will pray Lord Krishna, all my enemies, kill them. Let them not exist anymore, at least. All these who don't offer me obeisance when they see me, police them, don't give them their devotion. That is how a non-devotee behaves. When he comes and see people happy, he will be very, very disturbed. How can there be happiness when I'm here? Therefore, he will create unhappiness for people. But the devotees, Their desire is to make others happy. When they see others happy, then they are very happy. So, performing austerity, I would naturally like the result of my austerity to go to Krishna and forget about this material world. But their desire was, let you become our son, and your activity will capture the minds of all living entities, drown them in an ocean of bliss. And Lord Krishna agreed, and it came. But they desire. So Lord Krishna has been fulfilling desires of all living entities time immemorial. And he will continue to fulfill the desire. And Prabhupada mentioned here that it is not only the desire of the devotees that Krishna fulfills, even the desire of the non-devotees Krishna also fulfills. It is true. Who give a thief intelligence to go and rob? Huh? Krishna, is it not? It's Krishna. Krishna will give you intelligence, plan like this. This is how you should arrange yourself. I know in my country, I'm robust, I'm very many. So I know how it is horrible to see I'm robust operating. Very wonderful. They are very expert, very experienced, that you can't imagine. Their intelligence is powerful. How do they get this? One thing is that we have a desire, but our desire is not independent. Our desire depends on Krishna fulfillment. Therefore, Krishna will give them intelligence that they will create a situation. In 5 minutes, armed robbers in Nigeria can rob the whole country. That is their intelligence. So Krishna gave that. The Krishna who is giving this intelligence is fulfilling the desire of all living entities. But as Krishna is fulfilling our desire, as we desire, so shall we pay for it. Because as we are not independent, we are dependent also in the activity that we perform. Therefore, we should be very careful with what we desire. The enjoyment and the suffering that we get in this our material body, in any environment that we belong, is our desire. Not that material energy is imposing upon us the suffering that we get here. Any amount of desire or enjoyment, any amount of suffering that we get, it is our desire that has brought all this thing upon us. We may forget, but Krishna will never forget. So Krishna said here, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, Iswara Sarva Bhutan Hiridasir Juna Tista Ti Brahmayan Jantra Rudhani Mayaya. Jantra Arudani Mayaya. We are sitting on the machine given by Maya. We are sitting. And Lord Krishna also is sitting there, reminding us machine that moves. Our body is moving. So this machine is moving. And Lord Krishna is reminding us, this person, in their last life, he sacked you in the company. Now is the opportunity. Sack him. Or sack her also. Now we see that it is happening in companies. This person gave you so much anxiety last life when you were working under him. Now you are above him now. Give him anxiety also. To pay him. Krishna gives us that intelligence. He reminds us. He gives us remembrance. We may have forgotten. Prabhupada said here, Mata Smriti Gyana Mapohanam Sha. Lord Krishna give us a remembrance. He also give us forgetfulness. His desire. Not that Krishna just wants to punish us. He is giving what we have desired, even though we have forgotten. But Krishna never forgets. He gives us opportunity to experiment what we have desired. So the pure devotee, they desire differently. The non-devotee, they also desire separately. Therefore, there are two different situations, even though we see we are all the same, but the consciousness is different. That is why in devotional service here, we all chant the same holy name, Hare Krishna mantra. We take the same prasad. We worship the same deity. We have the same spiritual master. The same scripture we read. The same place we are sleeping. But we have different level of advancements. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment or question? Any comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Speaking so much about the desire, yesterday was Balram Appearance Day. And we know it that unless and until Lord Balram is not happy, it will be very difficult for us to advance in spiritual life, because he is the original spiritual master. I just wanted to know that when that desire of getting pure devotional service can become more and more higher and higher, and the fire of pure devotional service in our heart can become stronger and stronger.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sang one song, Give Jago. At the end of that song, he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he begged for the holy name. He didn't just, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. He said, I begged for the holy name. After begging for the holy name, then I received the holy name. You know what he said? He said, we should beg Lord Krishna. We should beg. Begged him for desire to serve him very purely. We should beg him for the desire for the strength. Balaram, the strength. He came to create auspiciousness. That's the main purpose, to come and create auspiciousness. So we should pray to Lord Balaram, beg him to create auspiciousness in our life by giving us opportunity, the strength to chant the pure holy name, not alphabet. Chant the pure holy name. If we chant the alphabet, mechanical, it will take some long time. If we chant the holy name, that will bring bliss. That will bring Krishna. That will bring trembling for the body. And all the symptoms of purity will be manifesting. Let our desire be very strong. And our desire will be very strong if we continue to pray for the desire to be very strong. We never see anyone acharya who never pray. Look at our song book, all full of prayers. Look at Bhagavatam, full of prayers. Every one of them are all praying. Before we chant the holy name, we have to pray, to take shelter of the holy name, to pray. It's not walking through the holy name. Beg the holy name to give us association. Correct? Iskon Founder Chaira Jagadguru Slaisi Bhakti Vidanta Swami Prabhupada Ki.